The so-called switchhold rule applies to Texans who live in deregulated electricity markets. It would prohibit those who owe back payments to their electric company from switching to a new provider, essentially putting them in a position of settling up with the old company or getting cut off. Supporters say it will stop people from hopping from provider to provider without paying their bills. But the proposal has drawn fire from advocates for the elderly and infirm. Those groups have worked with the commission to grow the category of chronic care ratepayers, who will have extra time to work out payment options. Utility Commission Chair Barry Smitherman.
We're greatly expanding the universe of customers that are eligible for a deferred payment plan, and I think that is asking the reps to do a lot that the rules currently don't require.
REPs is industry jargon for retail energy providers. But even with that expansion, some advocates for medically vulnerable ratepayers are concerned with the impact of the new rules. Linnea Nasman is with the National MS Society Lone Star Chapter. She says she's happy with expanded eligibility for medical deferments, but under the proposed changes,
the protections that go along with that designation aren't as strong. So it's almost like, what's the point? Because they're losing out on those protections that were already on the table. We don't want them to go away.
For example, currently, ratepayers can fall back on an ill and disabled provision that allows a doctor's letter to postpone electricity cutoffs. Nasman says the new rule takes that away. And as commissioners hear from advocates like Nasman, others are questioning whether the switchhold rule is fair for ratepayers even if they're in perfect health. Carol Bajitsky is the executive director of the Texas Ratepayers Organization to Save Energy.
If they owe money to the rep and they can't switch, that means they're stuck at a high rate. They're not able to shop around for a lower rate, which was the whole purpose of deregulating the market in the first place. At least that's what we were told.
The vote from the PUC on the new switchhold rule is expected to come September 15th. In Austin, I'm Mose Bouchelle.